The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 28th day of February, 2005. From the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, located in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. In almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, folks. If you haven't seen it, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. Just take my word for it. At any rate, on today's program, I'm going to have Jerry Gudetti on for a while and talk about this avian bird flu. I am highly suspicious. I think this is another one of the concoctions of the globalists to cause chaos and sickness and death worldwide. I am especially suspicious because the medias are now picking up on this. And when they do something like that, and we don't see people dropping dead in the streets here in America, it makes me highly suspicious because these people will try to prevent nothing except the real truth-telling to the American people. That's what they're best at. At any rate, we will bring Jerry Gudetti up also this hour. There is a gentleman, and he is from Arizona. And if you're listening to the broadcast today, you really need to call me. Because for weeks now, we've been getting letters, and you're sending out gobs of information to people. We really appreciate it. But you're not getting any of the addresses right. Okay? Bad zip codes, return to sender. I've got one here. It just says... nothing on it. See, here's another one here. Bastrop, Texas. No zip code on it. And you're wasting a lot of money. There's 37 cents. I got one here that's a first-class envelope, and it's $1.06. I don't want to see you wasting your money. You need to upgrade your address list. Okay, because quite frankly, I'm getting tired of throwing these things out. So do me a favor, the person that's doing this in Phoenix, Arizona, give me a call, will you? I'd be appreciative to hear from you. And you can call us here at the offices of Republic Broadcasting Network at 800-724-2719. I just don't like to see time and energy. Money is not the biggest consideration on this, but obviously you're putting a lot of time and energy in this, and I don't want to see your efforts wasted, okay? Minimize the mistakes, maximize the effect. Sounds good to me. When we get out of break here, I want to play you, in case you have not heard this, Bill O'Reilly last week. O'Reilly's losing it. His interview with Phil Donahue. And it was kind of interesting because Bill O'Reilly, I don't think he's ever been as big as Phil Donahue. Phil Donahue had an afternoon show, talk show, for years and years and years. And you'll hear during the interview that O'Reilly just really gets upset with Phil Donahue. But in a strange way, he's polite to him. Well, simply because he probably couldn't stand the heat if he was too mean to good old Phil. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using radiofrequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit ArkInstitute.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'll be two thumbs up, three thumbs up. Hit that pot. There we go. It throws off my rhythm. See, this is all programmed in my head. So, Mr. Producer, if you stop on me like that, then I got to go back to the beginning. Well, yeah, I did want the video, but... oh, is that why you had the pot pulled down? Oh, well, okay, your excuse. I'm sorry. Also, today's program, EU to apply hate speech laws to the Internet, folks. This is serious business. We've had Reverend Ted Pike on about the hate bill languishing. Well, not really languishing. It's passed the House, going into the Senate. We'll get updates from Ted Pike. Also, Indonesia, the H5N1. We'll be talking to Jerry Gudetti about that at the bottom of the hour. Bush's depression. Been there, reported that. Doug Thompson, Capitol Hill Blue, that's the paper that everybody reads about the scuttlebutt in Washington, D.C. FEMA criticized for cruise ship deal. That's right. We're running out cruise ships, folks, for millions of dollars. More cops or tanks for Detroit. The ailing police department, they're going to lay off 150 officers, but they're going to buy a $743,000 tank for Detroit. And we also have the response from that from polls. People think that it's not only a bad idea, it scares the snot out of them. CFR member urges domestic CIA. Bush's offer of Pentagon as lead agency in disaster. Well, Wish somebody had asked me, because the only disaster I see that I'd immediately take care of is Bush in the White House. And also, Bush is seeking to federalize the emergencies. You know, they don't even want to pick up the phone and call the governor. They just want to operate independently. Federalism, folks. And by the way, Mr. Brown, that used to be the head of FEMA, is still on full payroll, and he was up in front of the congressional hearings the other day and saying, yes, we need to federalize, 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 federalize. I say no, 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 no. And anybody that is urging everything to be federalized, they need to go. We got a constitution. The hell with your pretended emergencies. We want our country back, and we don't want you intruding on our freedoms and our liberties. Very basic, very simple. Pay attention to the Constitution, stupid. That's the bottom line. Little precursor here to this clip. Phil Donahue, obviously everybody knows that his show got canceled. I think, was he on MSNBC when they canceled him? I think that he was. But at any rate, his producer, Bobby, was calling me and asking me to do the Phil Donahue show. And I says, and what role does Phil want me to play? And he goes, well, the angry white man. And I said, no. I said, if you want one of those, go get a beer-swilling KKK or Aryan Nations guy. I'm not going to sit there and play the angry white man, you know. So anyhow, I mean, this producer and I were talking back and forth for a couple of weeks. And I told him, I said, rumor has it your boss is going to be without a show fairly soon. And he said, no, no, that's not true at all. I hadn't heard any of that. Where did you hear that? Well, consequently, I got the phone call going, you were right. How did you hear that? Well, it doesn't matter. But at any rate, Phil Donahue was on Bill O'Reilly's show the other day. And I was really, unless they really went through and edited out the emails, I was really disappointed with responses from the Bill O'Reilly listeners. They're worse than ditto heads for Rush Limbaugh. How long is that clip, Mr. Producer? 8 minutes. Well, go ahead and run it. We'll squeeze that right in.
I can stay with us and Bill O'Reilly in the Fact or Follow-Up segment tonight. While most politicians have stayed far away from Cindy Sheehan because of her somewhat radical views, a few showbiz people have embraced her. In the past, Ms. Sheehan has criticized Israel, saying it is occupying Palestine, has called Iraqi insurgents freedom fighters, has accused Americans of killing people ever since we stepped on this continent, has threatened Hillary Clinton with the loss of her job unless she calls for a pullout of U.S. troops from Iraq, and has called the U.S. action against Afghanistan a failure. Quite a resume. And with us now is Phil Donahue, who supports Ms. Sheehan's dissent. So I'm assuming you don't support all her positions that
let's,
I just wanted.
Let's understand what's happening here. Once again, we have a woman who got to be just a little too famous for the people who support this war, a minority of the American population, by the way. And so the effort to marginalize this woman is underway. And you're helping out.
I'm the leader of the pack. I'm the leader of the pack.
First of all, Cindy Sheehan is one tough mother. And nothing you say or anyone else are going to slow her down.
No, that's fine. She has a right to do
that. You can't hurt her. She's already taken the biggest punch of nose that a woman can take. She's lost a son.
Oh, okay.
She's lost a child.
But look, I'm not putting words in her mouth.
By the way, she is going to be at the center of one of the largest rallies since the Vietnam War. Proud, patriotic Americans who will show up in Washington this week for one of the most massive, largest demonstrations, protest demonstrations,
and we'll cover
right outside the president's window.
And we'll
and
cover
Fox
it.
Is in the business of saying that this woman is somehow saying un-American things, hyperbole.
No.
Listen to what she
said. Nobody said she said anything un-American. We say that her positions are radical, and they are radical.
Let me tell you what's radical. What's radical is to send more Americans to die in this war, which is a monumental blunder by a president who swaggered us into it with, by the way, the at least tacit approval of the Democratic Party.
You know,
there's a lot of sin to go around here.
What's radical for
you? You want to send more people to this war? Is that your position?
If we cut and run out of there like you want to do, we would be putting every American in 1,000 times more jeopardy than they're in now.
We're going to cut and run anyway,
well,
Bill.
Well, that's your opinion.
My opinion. American military leaders have said we're going to draw down beginning next year.
The difference between drawing down and cutting and running.
Well,
you're a cut and run guy, and I don't want my family in
danger.
You
want to stay the course, don't you?
Look. Here's what I want to do. I want to give the Iraqis a chance to train their army so they can defeat these people who are trying to turn it into a terrorist state.
Bill.
That's what I want to do.
Bill.
Go.
This Iraq was not a terrorist state.
Oh, no.
I hope I don't patronize you for saying
that. He was Saddam, great guy.
Saddam was a bastard, but he was our bastard.
He wasn't anybody.
Donald Rumsfeld shook his hand in the 80s.
Well, that's great.
You saw the pictures. Now, listen. You wouldn't send your children to this war, Bill.
My nephew just enlisted in the Army. You
your
don't know
nephew.
What the hell you're talking
very good.
About.
Very good. Congratulations.
Yeah, and he's a patriot, so don't denigrate his service, or I'll boot you right off the set.
I'm not.
That boy made a decision to serve his country. Do not denigrate him, or you're out of here.
I'm not Jeremy Glick, Billy.
That's
you
right. A little bit more intelligence
me.
Than
I'm
he
not
is.
Somebody you can come and just spew
don't
all
Don't tell me
your
I wouldn't
loud.
Send my
loud
kids.
Doesn't mean
my
right.
nephew just enlisted. You don't you, know what you're talking
your nephew
about.
Is not your kid. You
He's
are
my
like,
blood.
You are part of a loud group of people who want to prove they're tough. And send other people's kids to war to make the
you
case.
You have no clue this? About how to fight a war on terror or how to defend your country. You are clueless. So is Machine. And for Machine to say that the insurgents have a right to kill Americans and you're shaking her hand, you ought to just walk away.
How many more young men and women are you going to send to have their arms and legs blown off
hey, this is
so that you can be tough
terror.
And point at people in a kind of cowardly way?
No,
take
no.
people like Jeremy Glick, who comes on to in memory of his parents,
oh,
and you go
Jeremy
off on
Glick
like a
cute.
Big bully.
Hey.
Billy, you have to be, you have to
Mr.
feel
Donnie,
sorry
with all due
that.
Respect.
Have you apologized to him for
baloney.
That?
Baloney. Jeremy Glick
you
came on
I'm
this program
about?
And accused the President of the United States
oh, and you
of orchestrating 9/11. That's what he did. Right in after 9/11 happened. You know what the pain that brought the families who lost people in 9/11?
This war.
You buy into left-wing propaganda.
This war.
A mouthpiece for it. Go ahead.
This war is not fair to the American troops. This war is unconstitutional. This war turned its back on the people who framed the most fabulous document in the history of civilization. I speak of the United States Constitution.
All right. Why,
this,
why isn't the Democratic
have, by
Party
the way,
speaking that way?
I'm sorry that it isn't. I am, but let's understand something.
Are we
21,
all? Are we all so misguided?
Excuse me. 21 Democrats in the Senate voted against this war, as well as Jeffords, an independent, and may the Lord shine his blessings down upon Lincoln
right.
Chafee.
I'm going to say
the only. I'm
gonna,
almost finished,
I'm
Billy.
I'm going to give you the last
I'm
word.
Almost finished.
Right.
Lincoln Chafee, the only Republican in the Senate to vote against this war. We should be building statues to all these people. October 2002, they stood up to a president, and they knew that, first of all, only Congress can declare war. Why is that unimportant to you, Billy?
Listen,
why can't
not,
you
I'm not,
become the patriot that your loud voice proclaims
loud
to be
voice.
And stand behind the Constitution and insist that we never go to war again without the approval and
right.
the consent
that's
of the United
the
States Congress.
Congress. If they want to take action, they can take action. Now, I'm going to say something. I'm going to give the last word. The Iraq war is not something that I embrace. It absolutely could be
well,
a tactical
should,
error.
We,
all right,
it's
just
hard
listen,
to know this.
Listen
though.
To me, and then you're going to have the last word. Not something they embrace. Could be a tactical error. Optional war. And we have not waged it the way I had hoped we would wage it.
But what?
But. We are in a war on terror. We are in a war on terror. Our cause
has nothing to do with a war on terror.
Yes, it does. And if you don't understand geopolitics, if you don't understand Iraq would be a terrorist state if we pulled out of there,
mistake.
You don't know anything.
It was poorly planned and poorly executed, but Bill O'Reilly wants to send more kids to fight and die. We've already had almost 2,000. Just let me have the last word. In the last year, two things have doubled. The number of dead American troops in Iraq have doubled from over 1,000 to almost 2,000. You know what else doubled, Billy? The price of Halliburton stock.
All right.
From $33 to $66. That doesn't shame you. That doesn't make you wonder.
Not upset
this is
by
an
Halliburton
enterprise
stock.
That is worth the support of the American people. We need you at this rally on Saturday, Billy.
Okay.
We need you out there in
rally.
Front of it.
But I
to
do
be a, to protest.
I'm not going to be
there
a
is
rally,
no democracy without dissent. You should be proud of people
I
who
am,
stand up and dissent.
I respect your
a
dissent.
A lot of fine men went and died
all right,
to give me
got
that
it,
freedom.
You got it. I respect your dissent. I think you're way off in your analysis.
You want to send more people to die in Iraq. Is that my, is that
want to win the war in Iraq?
Win. What does win mean?
It means
tell me
those
what
people
means.
Have a chance at democracy. I got to go.
How long is that going to take?
I got to go.
How long is that going to take?
Those people deserve a chance at freedom. Thank you for coming in. Right back with an unbelievable story, the growing theory that...
Yeah. I'll tell you what, O'Reilly... It was kind of funny because that actually played twice on his program. I guess he was very proud of that. I basically think, and I know who Phil Donahue is. I have no illusions. You know, he was major left-leaning for many, many years, a proponent of social engineering. What's that? Well, do I need bumper music? Are you telling me I got to go to break? Well, tell me to shut up and just go to break. All right. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
It's true, gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guarantee. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region while the National Guardsmen are away entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring Them Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringthemhome.org.
The Bill O'Reilly actually played that clip twice, did the interview, and then repeated it because there was something going on. Fox broke for some breaking news or something, but at any rate, he actually played that interview twice on his program. And, you know, like I started to say, that I have no illusions about Phil Donahue. I mean, but what is happening to the grand poobahs of the left here, or of the Democrats, whatever? He was hitting some salient points. No congressional approval for the war. Mm-hmm. That was illegal, unconstitutional. Phil Donahue mentioning the Constitution of the United States. I mean, what's this world coming to? Does it mean that we're going to chase all the lefties? Oh, I'll tell you what's going on, folks. When things are near normal, whatever that means, then everybody has time to prattle and play and backstab and try to eat each other's lunch. But even the Democrats now are getting the idea that things are not quite right. And they're starting to recognize that even their vaunted leaders and mouthpieces have been lying to them also. See, everybody's been awash in lies and misinformation and disinformation. And they're now starting to learn the truth, and nobody's happy about this. I mean, nobody. Do I have time to do this? Yes, I think I do. From Capitol Hill Blue, Bush's depression, been there, reported that. Depressed and demoralized, White House staffers say at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is like life in a hellhole, as he tried to deal with a sullen, moody president whose temper tantrums drive staffers crying from the room and bring the business of the running of the country to a halt. It's like working in an insane asylum, said one House White House staff aide. People walk around like they're in a trance. We're the dance band on the Titanic playing our last songs to people who know the ship is sinking, and none of us are going to make it. Increasing reports from the usually tight-lipped staff of the Bush administration talk of the West Wing dominated by gallows humor, long faces and a depression that has all but paralyzed daily routines. If POTUS, like this, let's just start calling him POTUS, that's the President of the United States, is on the road, you can breathe a little easier for that day, knowing that those with him are catching hell and the mood will be a little easier in the West Wing until he returns, said another aide. Capitol Hill Blue began reporting on the Bush mood swings and erratic behavior in June of 2004, but the stories of the erratic, moody president circulating within the White House were ignored by the mainstream media until recently. Now more and more outlets have begun to report on what many administration staffers say is a president out of control. A president who normally thrives on tough talk and self-assurance finds himself at what aides privately describe as a low point in office, one that is changing the psychic and political aura of the White House, as well as its distinctive political approach. This is Jim Vanderhei and Peter Baker wrote in the Washington Post over the weekend. They went on to say that aides who never betrayed self-doubt now talk in private of failures, selling the American people on the Iraq War, the president's Social Security plan, and his response to Hurricane Katrina. That sentiment is echoed by former Republican Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. He said that, "I think the administration realizes the larger system has failed. They are not where they want to be on Iraq. Katrina was an absolute failure." Now, it's a standing joke among the president's top aides who gets to deliver the bad news. Warm and hearty in public, Bush can be cold and snappish in private, and aides sometimes cringe before the displeasure of the president of the United States, or, as he's known in the West Wing jargon, POTUS. Even Thomas wrote in the Newsweek on September 19th, Thomas talked to several aides who did not wish to be quoted because it might displease the president. Well, Mr. Prez, do you know how many people are displeased with you? Now, Thomas went on to report, Bush can be a petulant about dissent. He equates disagreement with disloyalty. After 5 years in office, he's surrounded largely by people who agree with him. Late last week, Bush was, by some accounts, down and angry, but another Bush aide described the atmosphere inside the White House as strangely surreal and almost detached. At one meeting, described by the insider, officials were oddly self-congratulatory, perhaps in an effort to buck each other up. Life inside the bunker can be strange, especially in defeat. Now, to regular readers of the website, this should sound all too familiar. This is what they reported in June 4th of 2004. Worried White House aides paint a portrait of a man on the edge, increasingly wary of those who disagree with him, and paranoid of a public that no longer trusts his policies in Iraq or at home. It reminds me of the Nixon days, says a longtime GOP political consultant with contacts in the White House. Everybody is an enemy. Everybody is out to get him. That's the mood over there. Last year, the naysayers said we got it wrong, but they got it wrong again. And we got it right and ahead of anybody else again. Yes, they said we're gloating. We all too often read reports in the big boys and have a feeling of deja vu because we've already been there and reported that. Capitol Hill Blue. President, even Jay Leno on a show the other night said something about, yeah, the president's hitting the bottle again. And he said, why shouldn't he? A couple of drinks couldn't hurt him. He couldn't screw up any more than he already has. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
On Saturdays on Republic Broadcasting Network, we have this lady, very fine lady, very intelligent woman, Jerry Gudetti. By the way, did we pick out a name for your show, Jerry?
Well, I think probably an appropriate name would be the Global Crisis Advisory, John, because that is what we've been dealing with, is global crises, the most important of which right now we're facing is the avian influenza pandemic and the growing severity of the energy situation as a result of the Gulf State disasters. So right now, it is the avian influenza pandemic and how that relates to the state of this country.
And I got to tell you, Jerry, when I first heard this, because we have seen, and I know you know the background between AIDS and Ebola,
right.
A lot of people have contended that this was cooked up by American drug company labs. And, you know, millions of Africans have died of HIV-related problems. And when I first started hearing of the avian flu, it's the correct nomenclature here, I guess, is H5N1.
H5N1, this particular subtype, yes.
Yeah. And then I saw the mainstream media is picking up on this. Now, have we had any bird flu deaths in this country yet?
It has H5N1, to our knowledge, has not yet arrived to our shores. It is essentially, however, one jet plane ride, one goose ride away from this country. We're considering that the place it's most likely to show up first is going to be on the Pacific coast. They're swabbing bird butts, if you will, up in Alaska, in Oregon, and in Northern California, because the birds that are carrying this from China are actually migrating across the Bering Strait and are coming here to the United States. It's already spread across Siberia, Russia, all the way over to just to the edge of Europe. We're expecting it to go into the Middle East shortly, into Europe shortly, and into the United States shortly.
Now, we've had, a little frog in my throat, or was that a bird butt?
I have another one.
or was that a bird butt? I don't know. Hold on.
Perhaps.
Okay. Now, we've had influenza. I mean, we've had flus that have killed millions of people before.
Yes.
Now, why is this H5N1, why is the avian influenza, why is this such a threat? And do you believe that it's, well, let me just take the first part of the question first.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think that this is going to be as devastating as never before witnessed or seen by people here in this country?
All right. First of all, it has very many characteristics or traits similar to the one in 1918, which was the last global pandemic of the last century. It happened to be in 1918. It extended as far as perhaps 1920. That one, too, the human body had never seen before. It had an avian component. It also came from birds. It, because the body had not seen it before, the response of the body's immune system was to set off this huge immunological reaction called the cytokine storm. The people literally drowned. It ended World War I. Most people don't know that, but it was the influenza pandemic or the so-called Spanish flu in 1918 that ended World War I because all the soldiers were dropping like flies in the trenches. They were dying in the hulls of ships. U.S. soldiers died of it massively on their way over to Europe. And so we're looking at the same kind of thing. But, John, the one big thing is back in 1918, there was no global travel within hours by jet plane. We did not have a global population of 6.1 billion people. We had 1.6 billion people. We have zero defenses against this bug, just as we had zero in 1918. As a matter of fact, this is essentially 1918 today. Most people think that we have all of this wonderful medical care that's going to save our lives, and the fact is we are stark raving naked in front of this thing. It is now spreading in Jakarta. We have 57 possible infections in Jakarta. Six have already died. Maybe more have already died. We've got infections all across Southeast Asia. This thing appears to be coming, and it appears to be coming at a time when we have no influenza vaccine, like the regular influenza vaccine. This is a type A influenza, just like the normal flu that we get every year, except it has a novel protein makeup on the outside. It has a number 5 protein spike called hemagglutinin. It has a number 1 protein spike called neuraminidase. This affects how it both gets into the human cells and out. But what makes it worse is that this can go from bird to human when you're in close contact, but it is acquiring, as we speak, mutations that are allowing it to go from human to human, as happened in 1918. And if it gets efficient at that, outside of these small clusters or family circles where it already has gone from child to father to mother to aunt to uncle and so on, if it gets efficient at that, which may be already happening in Indonesia as we speak, then all bets are off. We're looking at the pandemic that occurs every single century. We're looking at the first one. It may be the last one for a very long time because
we
can have great numbers of deaths.
Yeah, Jerry, we've had pandemics before. I mean, bubonic plague, and it was blamed on the rats. Have we ever had a flu before that people were contracting this from animals?
Exactly. In 1918, it appears that the first passage went from birds into humans, as it is happening now. However, keep in mind that what makes it possible for these things to make the leap into humans is that they gain the ability to transfer between species. And so the avian influenza right now not only goes into birds, it also goes into pigs. It also goes into cats. It killed off the rare Bengal tigers in Thailand, massive numbers of them. They had to shoot the rest just out of sympathy for the horrible suffering. It has a bleeding under the skin component. It has a neurological component in some subtypes or serotypes. It has a digestive and diarrhea component in other subtypes. We have various mutations occurring all over Southeast Asia, and we have, here's the rest of the story, John, and this is the saddest part. We suspect that the 1918 influenza pandemic had a death rate of 2 to 3%. Maybe at the outside, 5% of all infected died. How about currently the average is 55% of people who get infected die, even with today's so-called modern medicine. Here in the United States, we have 405,000 mechanical ventilators to put people on when they lose the ability to breathe themselves as they approach death. It is estimated that within the first 2 days of the first wave, we're going to need at least 1 million of them. Guess what? They're not going to have them. We don't have enough masks. We don't have anywhere near the amount of Tamiflu we need. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a black market in Tamiflu like you would not believe if it's not already in progress. We have no vaccine, and our hospitals, it's expected, and this comes from public health officials who speak candidly, hospitals will shut down within the first few days.
Well, as it stands right now, Jerry, you go into a hospital, I don't know what has happened. I don't know if germs and viruses have gotten smarter, or there's just more of them, or the hospitals themselves are not doing their job, because a lot of people are going in for one malady or ailment, or
coming out with others.
And if they come out, they're dying in our hospitals.
Well, we've been overusing antibiotics for so long. We now have cultivated these wonderful cultures of bacteria in hospitals that are antibiotic resistant. We have methicillin-resistant bacteria now, which is killing people. We have the so-called flesh-eating bacterium. We have vancomycin-resistant bacteria. We have normal bacteria getting into paper cuts and pinpricks that are now threatening the lives of people. I mean, I actually know of a person right now who has such an infection, and I know of another person last week who developed such an infection and is now in a nursing home because he's got methicillin-resistant staph going through his body, and he's only 55 years old. I mean, this is a serious situation. You end up in the hospital for this thing, and you are also prone to and open to all kinds of secondary and opportunistic infections.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the Tamiflu, and by the way,
yes.
Before I forget here, your program on Republic Broadcasting Network, your program airs from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays, and going to have a Dr. Revere as a guest. Mm-hmm. A little bit of background about Dr. Revere.
Sure. If I could tell you that we have a handful of public health officials here in the United States, these are public health scientists and practitioners, who have agreed to post a blog on the Internet, and they use a pseudonym collectively of Revere. And they claim on their site, their names would be immediately recognizable to many in the public health community, and they prefer to keep their online and public lives separate to allow the maximum freedom of expression. Because Paul Revere was a member of the first local board of health in the United States, they adopted Revere, but we might also say that Revere also sounded the alarm. Well, if you go to that website, and we'll have it up on the ARC Institute's website by tonight, if you go to that website called effectmeasure.com, you will find postings by these high-level senior ranking officials in the U.S. Public Health Service, and they literally tell you the truth, and they are very angry to a T. They are very angry about how we have not handled this. Now, I am privileged to have Dr. Revere as a guest this Saturday from 1 to 3, and Dr. Revere is a physician epidemiologist with decades of professional experience in academic positions and in federal agencies. Now, think of the federal agencies, folks. You're looking at, what, CDC, Department of Health and Human Services, all these health agencies. Okay, think of that. He has published widely in both epidemiology and in public policy. He has served as an advisor to international, federal, state, and local governments. Dr. Revere publishes commentaries and opinions under the pseudonym Revere. And the candid opinions by him and others are cultivated by their intimate knowledge of their fields and people operating in those fields. They're read and respected by professionals around the world, and RBN is very, very lucky to have Dr. Revere going to appear this Saturday, who is going to tell us what's really happening, what's happening behind the scenes, what his opinions are with respect to how our government is handling this situation, what we face perhaps. I'll have a whole slew of questions for him. We'll try to open the program up toward the end so that we can actually get in some thoughtful questions by listeners about this pandemic. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for folks to really talk to somebody who's on the inside, who will literally give us the facts, who is going to be courageous enough to stick his neck out there, because we're not going to reveal his position and actual identity on the air. Now, he is so respected. I got an email from somebody. He said, Revere is one of the genuine, authoritative voices of reason out there where pandemic influenza is concerned. Very few people who are now following this unfolding development in Indonesia and elsewhere possess the degree of scientific acumen and analytical expertise that is so often exhibited by Revere in his many articles at Effect Measure. Revere is very, very well-informed, witty, objective to a fault, uncompromising, and scathing in his condemnation of the many people in positions of considerable power who have done nothing and continue to do nothing of substance in the face of this emerging pandemic. Now, I think that is an outstanding recommendation, and I should tell you that this individual knows Dr. Revere personally.
Well, we've seen the government try to shove vaccinations down the troops and first responders and whatever else, and we saw a rebellion against that.
Yes.
But if the government, and especially, I mean, these guys watch the news themselves, so, you know, feigning ignorance or stupidity here is not going to fly. I mean, this has been all over the mainstream media. I was surprised with the amount of news stories that I saw last week on mainstream media alone. So, you know, we're looking at a situation here where we're already saying that, well, Tamiflu looks like it's the only thing that will prevent you from getting it. But again, we run into the same situation as we did with vaccines, and well, they couldn't produce the ones with without thimerosal or mercury in it, or
right,
whatever the case may be. And we found out that what they ended up doing is depleting the stocks by shooting it into people anyhow. They didn't destroy it, and most of these labs that were producing these vaccines were just, I mean, you might as well went into a pig nest and made it. That's as sanitary as their operations were, but. I'm a little confused here about this Tamiflu thing.
Okay.
Now, what company makes Tamiflu?
Okay, that's Roche over in Switzerland. And the main ingredient, which is related to the star anise tree, comes from the star anise tree. You can also get it from anise seed. But that main ingredient, an acid, actually is only grown in quantity in China. there is another alternative means of producing it that they're now exploring. But at any rate, it's only produced by one company. That company is in Switzerland. It is Roche. The United States is way, way down on the list to receive its new order for Tamiflu because it is so far behind the eight ball with respect to other developing countries. We had a president who just announced 2 weeks ago that suddenly we've discovered this and we're going to be involved in leading an international effort. I almost spit when I heard that because nobody's been able to educate them and bring them along, including scientists within their administration. This administration does not want to hear the truth. They want what is, politically correct and what they want to hear. And the reality is scientists have been telling them this is the truth. Well, now they've got on order enough Tamiflu to maybe take care of maybe 5% of the U.S. population. It will not be delivered for the next 2 to 3 years. How about that? If we get hit right now, we have enough to treat less than 1% of our population. And it is not a virus. It is an antiviral chemical. Think of it as an antibiotic that can help if you take it within 48 hours.
All right. Hold that thought. We've got to take a break here. Jerry Gudetti, her show is on Saturdays on this network from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and that's on WWCR's 12.160. She's going to have Dr. Revere on. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll be right back with Jerry Gudetti. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jerry. Jerry, during the break, I was thinking about this Tamiflu thing. And you said that, well, we're in line, but we're way down the line. And
yes, we are.
We probably wouldn't get what we needed for, what, 2 years?
We won't have what we really need for 5 years. We're just saying that we want 5% is their goal. The Great Britain has 25%. Australia has 33%. Ireland, 40%. The United States goal is 5%. It's a pretty scary thing, John, that we won't even have that for 2 years.
Well, Jerry, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, if I'm Roche Laboratories,
yes.
Roche Drug Company.
Yes.
And I know that I could sell my product globally, and I'm going to have a market for foreseeable future.
Forever. Mm-hmm.
Why is not Roche going to other drug companies and subcontracting this work out?
Okay. So first of all, they are. Second, for parts of their procedure, for example, the production of this acid that is a component extracted from anise, star anise. But they have already increased their production capabilities 800%, and it comes nowhere near what they're needing. Now, there has been a suggestion by the World Health Organization, some members of the World Health Organization, that they grant a breaking of their patent so that other companies can tool up. Now, it's not that easy to do. You have to build physical infrastructure to do this. These things aren't easy. And you have to give up your patent to the compound. Now, there are companies that are trying to steal the manufacturing capability by stealing the by analyzing the compound, deciding how they're going to make it generic on their own. There are some places in China, for example, and I've read about others in Korea that are attempting to do this. Well, all well and good. Are you going to trust some generic coming out of one of these countries who says, okay, we have it? They're doing the same thing with vaccines. All of this stuff is an unknown at this point. So we literally, here in the United States, if we don't nip this thing in the bud when it gets here and keep any exposures down to, they figure, no more than 30 people, well, then this thing is going to take off like wildfire once that final mutation occurs. And unfortunately, John, it may already have done so. The State Department of the United States has decided not to limit travel to Jakarta, Indonesia. That's unfortunate because the people got it there from the big popular zoo in the area where 19 birds and then further birds dropped dead of this influenza. It was too late. The beating wings and exposure in the zoo itself caused these folks to go out into the community. And Jakarta has a population, I think it's 20 million. The country has 220 million. These people went out into their communities after visiting this fantastic zoo and took it out to their families. And now it appears, and I say appears, that it is passing between patient and healthcare worker, family members, and so on. And they don't have enough testing to see how the virus has changed. They've sent samples off to Hong Kong where the premier laboratory is. Isn't that strange? It's not here, John. The premier laboratory for analyzing H5N1 is in Hong Kong. They've got the most experience with it. They had it appear in 1997, and they killed every bird in the city, you know, wild and domestic, and that was it.
Well, I'm wondering why PETA organizations such as that are not railing about all the dead tigers and all the poor wildlife.
They won't rail against this because now we're looking at the first pandemic to wipe out a large portion of the human race thing develops.
And PETA people aren't exempt from the disease either. All right.
That's right.
Jerry Gaudette, thank you. And again, program is on Saturdays from 1 to 3 this Saturday on WWCR's 12.160. You'll be interviewing this Dr. Revere. And if time permits, you'll be taking phone calls also. I greatly appreciate it, Jerry.
My pleasure, John.
Take care. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we'll take the break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming right at you. Stay tuned. Bunch of information coming your way.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.